Oh, we learned so much about the folks who would be president during a campaign, including how much they don't know. But they are like most Americans who could use a little tutoring on their own history. And our good friend, historian Kenneth C. Davis, is here just in time with his brand new book, Don't Know Much About the American Presidents. And I have a few questions. Ken, always great to have you here.
It is always a pleasure.
Just to get a few things out of the way. How many space alien presidents have there been?
To my knowledge, none.
Women?
There have been no women presidents yet, a few close calls.
So as many space aliens as there are women as
Mrs.
president.
Woodrow Wilson would certainly kind of count Edith.
Andrew Jackson looked a little feminine.
Well, it was
long hair, kind of.
Actually, it was Martin Van Buren who was actually accused of being an effeminate cross-dresser.
Is that right?
By none other than Daniel Boone, no less. Or Davy Crockett, I think it was, who actually said he dressed like a woman.
Well, Crockett could say anything.
We've been down these roads for a long, long time,
right.
John, in other words.
And there's a huge historical record. Any American presidents who were also Pope?
Not to my knowledge. Of course, John F. Kennedy was accused of taking orders from the Pope, and there were many other Catholics who were disdained by our brethren from an earlier era when Catholics were not welcome figures in the political realm.
All right. So you've blown away my myths about the presidency. Let's take a look at some of the obscure knowledge and facts about the president that this book is full of.
Okay. This is a history not only of the presidents themselves,
right.
Each of the 43 men who've held the office, but the office itself. How did we get a president? Where did it come from? Why do we have one? We assume that it's always been there in a sense because we're so familiar with the trappings of the Oval Office, but it was indeed invented in the summer of 1787, improvised is maybe a better word, by these men sitting in secret in the Constitutional Convention. They wanted somebody who could act with vigor, as Alexander Hamilton put it, somebody who could take charge, because in those days Congress was dithering about just about everything. So they wanted a strong man, but they didn't want him too strong because they did not want a king. So it's a fascinating story of how this office was shaped, and then of course how each of the 43 men who have taken that office have changed it, starting with Washington himself, of course, who was inaugurated right here in New York City.
Now, I hate to question a historian here, but I thought it was George W. Bush who was 43 and that Obama would then be 44. Are you counting Grover Cleveland only once in your count?
I count Grover Cleveland twice. Most presidential historians do. So it's 43 men have been president, but Obama is the 44th president. So Grover Cleveland counts as 22 and 24. Fascinating character in his own right. Of course, in his first run for president, and Grover Cleveland was a New Yorker, was the mayor of Buffalo at one time, was also the sheriff in Buffalo, and part of his record was that he had actually executed men as president. So
actually done the job.
Yes, he had.
So if they needed an executioner,
he was the man. But during his first run for office, the headlines came out. He had what we now call a love child. He interestingly told his staff, tell the truth. I'll put it out there. He took responsibility for the child, even though it's questionable whether he was the father. And it did not hurt him. Surprising, you'd think in straight-laced Victorian America of the late 19th century that a man who was accused in public of having a child out of wedlock would still become president. But he did.
Lots of opportunities to talk with you between now and the election. But before we go, is there a president who there is just nothing whatsoever interesting to speak about?
Well, Millard Fillmore is close, but even he is an interesting character because, you know, if he had been a more successful president, we would have praised him as the great American story, an apprentice to a tailor at a young age, didn't learn to read until he was much older, a real true self-made man.
And he was named Millard to start out with, which was hard.
And he was named Millard. And, of course, one of the more disastrous of our American presidents.
Kenneth C. Davis is the author of the brand new Don't Know Much About the American Presidents, which is part of your Don't Know Much About History series, right?
That's great.
Kenneth C. Davis, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
If you haven't already, take our American Presidents quiz at thetakeaway.org. Show us how much you know about our commanders-in-chief.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about...